Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We're in 2025. Yeah, God is good. He's good. He's good all the time. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. He blessed us to see 2025. God is good. God is great. And greatly to be praised. Yeah. Yeah. How's your day? How's your week? Can you believe this week? Can you believe nothing but God has got us through this week? First week of the new year. Well, I guess it's, it started out, and it's been, I tell you, Historic snows. Historic. I mean, more snow than, But they gave us warning. They let us know that it was going to snow and it was going to be a lot. It's not like we didn't know. Yeah. So, yeah, we knew. And I thank God we was able to prepare ourselves. But literally, we know that we would be snowed in. I have literally, and I know I'm not the only one, we have been snowed in for a solid week, practically. Yeah, Monday through Friday, practically. Yeah, not practically, actually, but God. And you know what? It reminds me of how the Lord does us. He gives us warnings and he tells us what he wants and he tells us what to do, and it's our choice. We have free will. That's what he's given us, free will. You can choose to do what you want to do. He don't make nobody follow him. The Lord don't make nobody do anything. No. You got free will. You can choose. You can choose who you love. You can choose who you hate. You can choose, hey, if I don't like this person, I just don't like it. If I don't like these people, I just don't like them. If I don't like this, I just don't like them. If I don't want to go, I'm not going. If I don't want to do something, I'm not doing it. He gives us free will. Yeah. Yeah. What you doing with it? What you do with the freedoms that we have? And what have you done? And what are you doing with what God has given you? How is this new year going to look? How is the new year going to look? Have you made it up in your mind that you're going to do more? Have you made it up in your mind that you're going to serve him more? That you're going to live for him more? That you're going to pray more? Serve him more? That you're going to do better? Or as it has been promises that you've made to yourself about yourself? Or have you made resolutions? I'm going to do this. I'm going to resolve to do this. I'm going to stop eating this. Or I'm going to start doing this. Or I'm going to start losing weight. I'm going to gain weight. I'm going to do this. And I'm going to start going back to church. I'm going to start doing this. Have you made promises? Like I said, God gives us free will. On top of that free will, it's a love. It's love backed it up. You see, it's love that backs up that free will. Because it started off with love. And you say, well, Pastor Donna, what you talking about? It started with for God. For God so loved. There it is. For God so loved the world. There it is. That he gave. There it is. His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. He gave us free will, and he started it off with the love story for us. Yeah. I pray that this new year brings more connection. I pray that this is, I'm going to just pray this is for me, okay? You pray for whatever you want from God. I pray that this new year brings new connections, new family togetherness. Unite us, Lord, as one. As you and the Father are one. That's my prayer. Lord, help me to reach more. Help me to serve more. Help me to love more. Help me to care about my brother more, my sister more. Help me to reach out, reach my hand to the homeless. Help me to reach my hand to the needy and do what I can to be a blessing. Do what I can to help my neighbor. Do what I can. That's my prayer. I don't know what your new year looks like, and I don't know what your new year is going to be, but my prayer is, Lord, help me to do more this year than I did last year. Help me to have a heart for those less fortunate and reach out to the needy. How do you want your new year to be? What do you want it to look like? We got a word for you today. The title of our message today is The Key to God's Redemptive Mission. The Key to God's Redemptive Mission. And if you want to get your Bibles, it's going to come from St. John. St. John, the 17th chapter, verse 21. Okay, St. John 17:21. And then we're going to have some backup scriptures. So I'm going to go on and give that to you as well. Okay, so you can have some backup scriptures. St. John 13:20. You can write that down. St. John 13:20 and Matthew 25:40. Okay. All right. And then we can go all the way to the Old Testament. Malachi 2:14-15. Okay. All right. The key to God's redemptive mission. Okay. This is how we're going to go into this year, 2025. Thinking about, caring about, having a heart for others. Not just me and mine. Teach me, Lord, how to be a blessing and reach others. Teach me, Lord, how to give of myself. Yeah. St. John 17:21. This is Jesus. And this is his prayer. Jesus is praying for future believers. That's what this is. Jesus is praying for future believers. Who does that encompass? That encompasses all of us. Okay? This is his prayer for future believers. Okay? And before I go too far, I want to say hello and good God bless you in this new year to Sister Patricia. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. You holding down the fort. I know wherever you are, the anointing is following you and it's on you. And I just pray that God will always and continue to use you as a mighty warrior. And I just want to bless and pray for those that are doing the work, doing what God called you to do. Keep on stepping, keep on encouraging, keep on building, keep on bringing families together. Keep on saying encouraging words to those that may feel down and out. They may feel lonely. They may feel sad. Encourage and building up. Keep doing what you're doing. It matters. It makes a difference. When somebody pats you on the back and say, you did good. You did fine. You look good. It's good to see you. When all of those things, affirmations and building folks up, that's what we need to do more of. Yeah. My prayer is that God would bless and comfort all those that are struggling and having a hard time. Please join me as I ask him to bless this word. Father, thank you for this time you've given us. We don't take it lightly. Please bless this message. Bless the hearers, all the doers of your word. And I pray that we would just be different this new year. Have a heart to do more than we did last year. It's not just a resolution. It's not just a promise that we want to make, Lord. It's just that we want you to change us. Because, see, you can make a promise and then you can break that promise. Lord, we want you to change us. My prayer that you would make us better. Help us and help me to reach more, to do more, encourage and build up your people. And that's everybody that has the blood running through their veins. That can inhale and exhale. Help us to build up and encourage one another in love, just like you love us. In Jesus' name, and I pray, Lord, that those who've lost loved ones, I pray that you would comfort their hearts. I pray that you would comfort their hearts. And those who are sick, and in hospital rooms, I pray that you would bring healing. Bring wholeness and strengthen their bodies. Restore their bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. The key to God's redemptive mission, okay? Our message is going to come from St. John, the 17th chapter, verse 21 is our key verse, okay? I'm going to read what happened before and what happened afterwards. So you could put it into some context, okay? This is Jesus prays for future believers. This is what he's praying for. Our key verse is 17th chapter, verse 21. My prayer is not for them alone. That's verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. Verse 21. I'm going to read it again. That all of them may be one, Father. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Yeah. Yeah. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. May they also be one in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. That was Jesus' prayer. Jesus praying for us. That's Jesus' prayer for future believers. Yeah. God often speaks of human relationships as part of his mission to redeem a lost world. We gotta have a relationship. You can't just ignore people. Please don't think in your mind, hey, I'm better than him. I don't associate with them. Jesus associated with them. Jesus associated with everybody. Come on, somebody. He didn't say, because you're this, I won't speak to you. Because you're that, I won't speak to you. Because you're wearing pants and you're a lady, I don't have nothing to do with you. Because you're wearing this, because you got on makeup, I don't want to speak. He didn't do none of that. None of that. He spoke of us as being one. Yeah, just as he and the Father are one. Let's look at St. John, the 13th chapter, verse 20. What does that say? It says, I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. And whoever accepts me, let me see. And whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Jesus said. That's his actual words. I'll read it again. St. John, the 13th chapter, verse 20. It says, I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. And whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. Yeah. Let's just jump on over to Matthew if we can. Matthew 25 and 40. Usually, I don't do a whole lot of scriptures, but I want to start this year off backed up by the word. We're gonna back up whatever we say. We're gonna have scripture. We have scripture to back it up anyway, but I want you to have it, and so you can keep track of what scriptures you need to just memorize and know where they are. Yeah. Matthew the 25th. Chapter, verse 40. This is Jesus speaking again. All these are Jesus' words, okay? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Okay. All right. That's Jesus speaking. I'll say it again. Matthew 25, verse 40. It says, the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. I dare you to read the whole thing, because I could. I'm itching to read the whole thing, because I don't usually pull a verse out and not read what happened before it or what happened after it, but I'm itching. Y'all read what happened. How is that verse in there? What is that about? Matthew 25 and 40. Matthew 25 and 40. It talks about, Jesus tells about the final judgment, and he's talking now. So that verse, 25 and 40, the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. What is that about? Yeah. 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 Jesus, his desire is that we would be one. His desire is that we will be one. One reason he gives for a husband and wife, Jesus gives for a husband and wife to live in unity, is so that they can produce a godly seed. And that is children who love and obey God. That's what he wants. That's what Jesus wants. You know, a husband and wife, you know, They married and they have children and they raise up a child in the way it should go. When he's old, he won't depart. Okay. Yeah, that's the scripture. Okay. Children who love and obey God, who can be used in God's mission to bring redemption to a lost world. Yeah. And you can read more about how Jesus thinks of us and thought about the future mankind and how he thought about children. And it's all tied together. Look at Malachi, the second chapter, verse 14 and 15. Malachi, the second chapter, verses 14 and 15. Okay. Similarly, the church is the body of Christ. A church cannot be on mission with the Father in our world if its members are waging war with one another. Jesus even taught about the church. Now, that's the Apostle Paul, but it's in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. He speaks about the church. We are the church. Come on, somebody. That, and it talks about unity. That's what his prayer was, that we would be one. Like him and the Father are one. The church, so many people are looking at the church. And you know what? It's a lot of people that say, hey, they argue more in the church than they do out here. They do this and that in the church. And you know what? Some people do. Some do. Let's look at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse. It says, the body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. Yeah, we all are many parts. One is gifted in this area. Somebody else can do this. Somebody else can sing. Somebody else can pray. Somebody else can shows compassion and helps. Somebody else teaches. Somebody else does other things. The body has many, many parts. And different ones have different gifts. Yeah. And there's a crucial connection between our relationships with others and the salvation of those around us. And that should be our prayer, you guys. That should be our prayer. Lord, help me to show somebody the love of Christ. Help me to lead souls to you. Help me to show them your love and your kindness, your goodness, your compassion, your forgiveness, so that they may accept you as their Lord and Savior, that they may invite you into their heart, that they may want to walk with you, that they may want you to lead them and guide them. Yeah. Yeah, we might assume that during Jesus' prayer, before his crucifixion, he would have prayed that his disciples would have the courage or would remain faithful or would remember what they had been taught. Yet, he asked that his followers will remain united in their love for one another. Jesus could have said, well, now don't forget this, and this, and go here or do this. No, his prayer was, come on, somebody. He asked that his followers would remain united in their love for one another. Well, what if somebody's doing something that you think they shouldn't do? Or what if somebody lied or somebody did this or somebody... Are they not worthy of love? Are they not worthy of redemption? Are they not worthy of you caring about their soul? Jesus understood that it is spiritually impossible to love God but not love others. He understood that. And a test of your love for God is to examine your love for others. Can you look at other people? Can you be comfortable around other people enough to tell them you care about them? Enough to have compassion on them? What if they don't look like you? What if they don't sound like you? What if they don't believe in the things that you believe in? A test of your love for God is to examine your love for others. Our tendency is to say, Heavenly Father, the problem is not between you and me. I love you with all my heart. That's what we say. That's what the tendency is. It's not between it don't have nothing to do with others. Heavenly Father, the problem is not the Heavenly Father, the problem is not between you and me. I love you with all my heart. I just don't have nothing to do with them. I just don't like them. I don't want no this around me. I don't want that around me. I don't know. And God says, that is an impossibility. That's what God says. It's impossible to say you love him, but you don't love some your brothers, that you don't love others. You cannot love me without loving the ones for whom my son died. Come on, somebody. That's what Jesus said. That's what the word says in St. John 13. Let's go over there. St. John 13. St. John, the 13th chapter, verse 34 and 35. St. John, 13th chapter, verses 34 and 35. It says, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. And 35, it says, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's the word, and that's Jesus speaking there. Your life will not convince those around you of the reality of Jesus if you cannot live in unity with your fellow Christians and your fellow man. If you cannot live in unity with fellow Christians, if you can't live in unity, then there's something wrong with the words that's coming out of your mouth. There's something wrong with what you're professing. Your words is not matching. Okay? Jesus prayed for us in 2025 that we would love one another. And my prayer is that we would do better, that he would help me to do better, that he would help you to do better. Well, what about the politics? Well, what about this? Okay, what about it? Still, we got to love one another. Well, what about the crime? Well, what about this? Still, we got to love one another. And this is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. I'm so glad to have this opportunity to talk to you in this new year about the love of Christ. Go on our website, Trinity Talks. Or look up Donna Evans. I would love to see you come on Facebook every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. The key to God's redemptive mission. That's what we're talking about today. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Until next time.